The DA is taking firm action to hold Police Minister Senzo Mchunu accountable for allegedly lying to Parliament. This is a criminal offence under both common law and parliamentary legislation. Today, the DA laid a charge of fraud against Minister Mchunu at the Cape Town Central Police Station. Simultaneously, we will submit a formal complaint of Parliament's Joint Committee on Ethics and Members' Interest. This follows Minister Mchunu's contradictory statements about his relationship with businessman Brian Mokgotsi, an individual reportedly linked to serious criminal syndicates and political influence in the police service. In March this year, while under oath before the Police Portfolio Committee, Minister Mchunu denied knowing Mr. Mokgotsi. Yet in a public statement on 9 July, the minister admitted that he does in fact know Mokgotsi, describing him as a comrade. This reversal directly contradicts his earlier denial and raises grave concerns about whether he deliberately misled Parliament. A criminal act in terms of the powers, privileges and immunities of Parliament and Provincial Legislatures Act. The DA contends that Minister Mchunu has committed fraud by knowingly making a false statement with the intent to mislead Parliament, violated the Powers and Privileges Act, which criminalizes any attempt to mislead or obstruct Parliament or its committees, breached the Parliamentary Code of Conduct, which demands honesty, integrity and transparency from all members of Parliament. It is simply unacceptable for a sitting minister to evade accountability while surrounded by allegations of corruption, links to criminal syndicates and efforts to shield politically connected individuals from scrutiny. President Cyril Ramaphosa's silence in the face of this growing scandal is indefensible. 4 days after the explosive revelations by KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Police Commissioner, the president has neither acted against Minister Mchunu nor initiated any credible investigation. Similarly, Ramaphosa remains silent on the growing ethical clout over the two other members of his cabinet, Higher Education Minister Dr. Nomuhle Nkabane and Human Settlement Minister Thembi Simelane, both of whom have been implicated in serious allegations. This continued inaction raises alarming questions about the president's willingness to confront corruption and protect the credibility of his government. While Ramaphosa dithers, the DA is taking action. South Africans deserve a police service that is insulated from political meddling and led by individuals worthy of public trust. Minister Mchunu must account for his contradictions and face the consequences of misleading Parliament.